Today's daf is about Shavuos daf Mem Beis. Shavuos Mem Beis. We are on Mem Alpha Mem Beis. We have one more week, Baruch Hashem, in Maseches Shavuos as we continue here in the sixth parak of Shavuos HaDayanim, and we discuss Modei B'Miksas, Tainas, and Kfiras, what is considered cases where there's going to be a Shavua, and all different types of stories, as we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur, the last couple of cases that were brought up, and now we are towards the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Beis. So we'll start with Hahu D'Amarle. Hahu D'Amarle, about eight lines up from the bottom. Hahu D'Amarle L'Chavre, Havli Me'azuze Do Zivtich. Right, give me 100 zuz that I lent you. You owe me 100 zuz. Amar lelo hayu dvar me'olam. I have no idea what you're talking about. Right, a clear case of kofar bakol. Hoy dvar me'olam. And that is, according to the Torah, that is pater, kofar bakol. We mentioned Shavuos Heses, but again, that's the case. Also, I see sa'adi da'oz fe'u pare. So what happens? The malva goes and brings Edim that he did lend him money. But the problem is the Edim don't stop there. The Edim say, yeah, you lent him money and he paid you back. So now what? So Amar Abaya, my Nevid. Abaya says, what are we supposed to do? Inhu Amri Osve, Inhu Amri Pare. He's no better off than had he not brought the Edim. He brought the Edim, but as we might say, Pesha Aser, Hu Pesha Hitir. Right? The same Edim that said he owes the money, he says he paid the money. So the second that he creates, says Abaya, conceptually, the second that the Edim create a Cheskas Chiyuv, they create a Cheskas Ptur. So there's no Chiyuv. And therefore, he's sent home and he doesn't have to pay. Rava Amar, no. Rava says, you don't look at it in the big picture in terms of, hey, Lamaisa, they're saying he's pater, but you look at it halachically. Halachically, there is a change in the halacha the second that he makes his claim along with their claim. Meaning what? Kala Omer lo lavisi, ka Omer lo parati dami. He said, I have no idea what you're talking about. So he said, I didn't borrow money. So the Edim said that he did borrow money. He happens to have paid. But the second that he says, lo laviti, I didn't borrow, he is also basically saying that he never paid. And then what the Edim say, that there is a cheskas chiyuv, so then we could basically say, pagin and divura, we believe them that he borrowed money, but we might not focus on their adding that he paid, or even if we do. Rashi says, hold on, spaldin, kibay edim dummy. Right? Once somebody admits that they owe money, so then that's it, they have to pay. So here, it's ki'ilu, he admitted that he owes the money because he can't argue on the edim. Rashi, ka'omer lo parati dummy, de kivan de lo lava, lafiti buro, lo para. He didn't mean to say that, but that's what he was basically saying. Pariyej edim shalava, ne'manim he mau halva'a, ve'e ne'manim ala piron. They're not namur. It doesn't mean that the Edim are lying that they didn't pay, but just halachically. Why? Tohodos baldin, kimeya Edim dami. Right? It's the principle that we know from elsewhere. Ask the Ritva, one second. Is Rashi really true that they were not namon on the piron? So then aren't the Edim considered liars? And if they're considered liars, then why should we trust them in the first place that there was a loan? Miman of Shach. Ask the Ritva. How do you put all of this together? Right, this is not like a case that we had elsewhere. The Lush, I just used Pagin and Tibura. Right? Ain't the base of Asa Rasha. So we're not going to believe him about half of his statement, but about the first half of his statement, not the second half of his statement. But ask the Ritva. Ika Takashale. Kiva the Sahadi lo Mehemni. Since the Edom are not believed to say that he paid, Michlal de Psule Edusame. VMK, Hey Chalove, Muchsa, Kafran al PM. So how do we assume that the lov is muksa kafir and he has to pay? The lamel see, says the Ritva, no, it's not a question. Why? Devadai. Haidim kshayrimim. Well, of course, the Edim aren't liars. We believe them. They're Edim kshayrimim. Ella, dekivan shehu kimoda al atzmo, shalopara, hu nizok minachasav, uposlim alav. He is admitting that he didn't pay, so he's puzzling those Edim regarding himself. He's not saying they're puzzle Edim, they're not liars. It's just that he's not, we might say it, he's not accepting their testimony regarding this issue. By the fact that he's saying, I owe, he's not accepting. Okay, what you might be saying is true or not true, but I owe. Lefisha hodas baldin lechovaso chashiva lechiyuve kinegan meya Edim shia idu lezakoso. Even if there are 100 witnesses that he says he doesn't owe money, the second that he says, I owe money, so then he owes. Right? So is the Ritva driving at something deeper here? Right? The Ritva say, he's not saying that they're apostle Edom. He's just saying that I owe the money. Even if there are 100 witnesses, maybe he's going to the root of how do we look at Hodas Baldin. I mean, a big question, the Ksos discusses this in Siman Lama Dalad, right? How do we look at when I say, I owe you money, is that really creating a new reality? Or is that just accepting to pay? Right? We have this by Hodas Baldin and the Ksos and others connected to a similar sugi of Shavya Nafshi Chadicha Disura. When I say something about myself, is that really what we would call, what the Achronim call Ne'emanus? Or is that Midin Neder? Right? Is it a real reality that I have created that I owe you money? Right? The Edim say no, but I say yes. Maybe the Ritva is driving at the other view. Maybe the Ritva is saying, it's not that you're arguing with the Edim, you're just not accepting the Edim from your perspective. So that's a more limited view, possibly, the Ritva is driving at, is we didn't add there, right? This is what the Ksos discusses in Siv, Lamed Dalad Dalad. L'chei Nira, says the Ksos. L'chei Nira, Dohad Ne'eman Adam Al Atzmo, Afa Bishu Karves Al Atzmo, Hayna Mishum Kein Gzeres HaKasev, She Adam Ne'eman Al Atzmo Bechol HaPsulin Sheyeshbo. That's the Gzeres HaKasev. Rashi, right? Rashi Kedushin Samachay says, what's the source for Hodas Baldin? Our Pasuk of Moda B'Mikzas, Ki Huzeh. Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, that's the source that you can say something, we'll believe you, that you owe something. That's the source of Hodas Baldin. V'yim Kain, Ki Hecha Dehe'emin HaTorah, Shnei Edim Al Achirim, Kein He'emin HaTorah, L'chol Adam Al Atzmo. The Ritva has that comparison. The Torah says you believe two people about others. Right, why do you do that? The Rambam's Lashon in Yisodei Torah. We'll get to that a little bit later. Gzeres HaKasev, the Torah says, you believe two witnesses about other people. So you believe yourself about yourself. That's the Ksos. Afagav Dukar Latzmo, even though he's his own relative, can't get closer than that. Dukarov LaPasla Torah, El Alachirim, El Alatzmo Ne'emon. There's no psul karov when it comes to a person himself. Masha'enke, that's one term, when it's L'chova. I'm not believed to be mezakeh myself. That's the Ksos. And then the Ksos later on quotes the other opinion. Umiksas shekasvu. That is midin neder. So then it is something that is against the approach that I'm suggesting. And then he compares it to Shavya Nafshe. Shavya Nafshe Chadich Lissura, right? I say that this is not kosher. Even if two Edom say it's kosher. I know myself is not kosher. So I'm Shavya Nafshe. I made it for myself a piece of Isser. So he says, "Umiksas shekasvu gam b'din shavya nafshe, who gam kin mitoras neder." Aval reisi b'maharit shedacha davarze, that if it's mitam neder, she'elo should work. Ulefi darkenu gam b'din shavya nafshe, who midin ne'emanus. Tekivan dehem in atorah l'chol adam al atzmo, imkein bein b'mamon bein b'isser, l'olam ne'eman al atzmo. Right, that is the Ksos's idea. The Ksos compares Shavya Nafshe to Hodas Baldin, which again is a Chiddush Gadol. Shavya Nafshe is in the world of Isser v'Heter. Hodas Baldin is in the world of Dini Mamonis. We might say that even if you say one approach by one, you wouldn't say it by the others, right? But again, the Ksos puts them together. Again, this is a question that is asked in many types of contexts. Again, they're all different, but in many types of contexts, whenever you have cases of suffik, right, most of it chaver olavaraya, case of muhzak is by dinam aminus. So why does the person get to keep it? What type of halacha is that? Hamotzi mechaver olavaraya. Is that vadai, birur, or is that hachra'a? Right, is that, it's mevarer. Right, you say that I'm wearing your shirt. No, you have no proof. I'm wearing this shirt. So I get to keep that shirt because you don't have any proof. So is that vadai mine? Can I go marry a woman with that shirt? Or we're not sure what to do, so you get to keep it. It's a hachra'a that we decide keep it, but we don't know. We don't know for sure if it's vadai your shirt or not. Right, so is that, it's not exactly the amonis versus neder, but it is birur versus achra. Is it a reality that we accept, or is it just a nihug? Different words that different achronim use. Nihug, achra. Some have achra as birur. You have to know exactly. A lot of times they're driving at the same thing. They just use different words. And again, even in the world of suffik, you might be machalik between different areas of halacha. By tumah v'tahara, the Rishonim already point out, sometimes we pass an atarti the sasri by tumah v'tahara. Right, you have two people. You have two paths that are both suffe. One of them is vadei tame, and one of them is not tame. But you don't know which one. So two different people went down one of those paths. One of them is vadei tame. If you look at the big picture, but if they both come asking separately, "Am I tame or not?" Savi tame b'shuz arabim sveiko tahar. Right, the Mishnah of shvei shvilin. Right, so how does that work? What are you talking about? Right? And they're both, one of them is Vaadai Tamei. The answer is, it might not be about Ne'emanus or Birur. It might be just how you paskin in a certain case. The Torah says you're allowed to paskin in this case, even if ultimately it's a tarti desasri, it's an inner contradiction. It all depends how we look at all of these halachic principles. But again, this Ritva on our Gemara might be alluding to this idea that Ados Baldin, you're not saying the Edom are Sheker. Right, they're not possible. You're passing them to you. What does that mean, to you? Maybe because you're accepting something upon yourself. You're not accepting a reality. Okay, weiter. Next story. Give thee the 100 zuz that I gave to you. Didn't I pay you back in front of so-and-so and so-and-so? I paid you back already. Also, ploni, ploni, amri lohayud rameolam. So-and-so and so-and-so came and said, we don't know what you're talking about. You never paid in front of us. So, Savar Efsheshes Lameimer, Hoksa Kafran, the guy's a liar. Hoksa Kafran, and therefore, he's all the ramifications of Hoksa Kafran, and we're not going to believe him, and maybe he's chashud. In other cases, because obviously, these Edom came and said that he didn't testify in front of them. Omer Lei Rava, Rava says no. As we had up above, Kol Milsa, Lo Rami, Ele De'inish, Lavadaite. People don't focus, right? They might not have been so medactic in terms of what they said. Who's Milso de lo Rami Ele De'inish? Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says the Lova. Right? Maybe he paid six different loans up. He thought this was the one that he paid in front of Reuben and Shimon. It was different people. That's not Machzikim Kafran. Okay, he loses his proof that he paid. But he, as Rashi's Lashon is, lo sum libo lizkar im be'edim para im shalo be'edim. Right? He is a busy guy. So therefore, Kol Milsa is not machzik, it's not machzim him a kafran. Good. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he has a different pshat. He says, the Edim aren't always focused. Right? We witness something. It's not my money. It's not like my, balance sheet is gonna change. You know, so the Edim might not have, they were there used for witnesses here and not for there. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, Kivin Delo Rami Alaihu Lava Daitaihu, the Hainsha Shachachu. Right, the Edim are the ones that forget, because after all, it's not their money. Right, maybe the Rabbeinu Chananel is holding that if it's you would be a Muchzik Kafran. Right, if it was, it wouldn't have the Edim factor. Because after all, you should remember who you paid in front of. Good. Hahu Damar Lelechavre. Havli Shisme Azuze Demasikna Bacha. Give me the 600 zuz that you owe me. Amar Levelav Praticha. Didn't I pay you back already? Meya kavi afitzi. I paid you back 100 kav of gall nuts. To kaimi b'shisa shisa, they were each worth 6. So 6 times 100. 600, I paid you back in gall nuts. Right? Gall nuts is famous for its usage in, making cloth. Right? The, Gemara talks about using the gall nut mixture that is used for making cloth. So didn't I pay you back already? I owed you 600 in money, but I paid you back in gall nuts. Rashi on top. Uma abdin bahen oros. Right? You use that for ibud, right? One of the, malachas. Amar lei. No. He says, lav ba'arba bara, lav ba'arba be'kaimi. Right? No. It was only worth 4. Maybe you paid me back 400. Right? You didn't pay me back 600. It was only worth 4. It wasn't worth 6. Asu trei sa'adiva amru in ba'arba ba'arba be'kaimi. Edom come and say, yeah, it was only worth 4. So he says back to him, he said, only worth 4. So the guy says back, Rashi adds in, he says, oh, yeah, maybe. But you know what? I paid you back the difference. He's still saying he owes nothing. Right? He's saying, I thought it was 6, so maybe you're right. Maybe it was 4, and then I paid you back the extra amount, in cash. Amar Rava, Hosa Kafran. Here, Rava, though Rava in the previous case said, Kol Milsa Lo Rami Ela Inish. Right here, Rava says, no, Hosa Kafran. Right here, he says 6. He went to such detail, and he messed up. So here, he's a Hoksa Kafran. Amar Rami Rachama. Hamart. What do you mean, Rava? Didn't you say, Kol Milsa de la Rami Alei Dinish Lavadaite? You say, we don't focus. I thought it was 6. It was 4. What's the difference? Rami Rachama asks Rava. Amar Le Rava. No. Kitsosa de Tara Midkar de Chiri Inchi. People remember the price of what they paid and what the going rate was. So that's not something that people are going to forget. If they paid, let's go with Rashi's shot. They paid in front of Edom, they didn't pay in front of Edom, the 6 different loans that they had to pay, that they might not remember that detail. But to know exactly how much gall nuts were, so Rav assumes that people remember. And what about the other dais? You know, the other dais, this is Umdana. Right? What's the issue about? Well, kol misal ramile inish. Is that a, seems to be a more of a mitzias issue? Is it machlokas a mitzias? Chufs kafra? Ah, people don't remember. Or, there's a certain level they do remember, and the question is that enough to be machzik makafrin or not? Right? Because this is a, an umdina type of principle that the Gemara, the Amoram are using, the, their insights into human psychology in order to determine, what should be the chazaka and the reality. So again, Lamaisa, he had to pay. So what do you have to pay? How much did he have to pay? Mistama only 200. Right? Cause the guy admitted that it was worth 400. So Lachara, he had to pay, 200. The Meiri talks about that, exactly how much left he has to pay. The Meiri here quotes the Ravid. G'dolei ha'mefarshim kasu b'sugyazu shekol ha'mana hu kol ha'mana hu atoveya. V'zesh amarlo, v'chatzi dinar hayashar v'chulu, v'apiku. He goes into exactly how much, is there any, reason to say that he's going to pay anything more than is claimed once he is chusak, once he is chusak kafrin. Okay, I'm not going to read it right now because there's, other things to go into. Ho damar le lechavri, next story. Havli me azuzi de masik nebacha. Give me the 100 zuz that you owe me. Veha shtara. And here's the shtar. Here's the shtar that you owe me. Amar le praticha. I paid you back. Paid you back already. So, if the man, if the toveya, you know, would have kept quiet, then that's it. The guy would have had to pay. If I have a shtar against you with two witnesses, and it's a shtar makuyim, you have to pay me. Nothing to talk about, right? That's the, Eidim chasuman al ashtar kamisha nechkere dusim abezdin. Right? We know that from the din of Reish Lakish. That the shtar is a shtar. The shtar talks. We've spoken in the past. The magic of the shtar. The shtar screams out halachically saying, I'm kosher. I'm unpaid. I was written b'kashrus. But he didn't say that. He said, oh yeah, you did pay me, but, Amarle Hanhu Sitra Ninhu. You did pay me last week, but you know what? That was for a different loan. That was for something else. Sitra is the side, right? The Sitra Achra, the dark side. Sitra is a side, right? Or means an alleyway. So Sitra Ninhu. So now what do we say? Right? Remember we discussed a little bit yesterday about the concept of Pogame Shtaro. Right? If I have a star and I admit, oh, you paid me up half, but not the other half. So here, is this Pogame Shtar at all? He says, no, you owe me everything. What you paid me last week was for something else. There's no edim that he paid him last week. So he didn't even have to say anything. So how do we understand this type of taina? So Amar Rav Nachman, itra shtara. Rav Nachman says, yeah, he's now weakened his shtar because he admitted, and therefore he cannot say, sitra ninu, and the nitva is pater. Because he's not believed to say it was for a different loan once he admitted to that. Rav Papa Amar lo etra shtar. Rav Papa says, no, the shtar isn't weakened at all. We'll get to, right? Kind of sounds like a migu. He could have said that nothing, but he said sitroi, so maybe we should believe him in this case. Period. A little bit more. Why is this different? According to Rav Papa, you say he didn't make the shtar worse. Why is this different than if somebody says to their friend, Havli mea zuzi de masik nebacha, v'hashtara amrle, lav atura yavisli, v'yasis, one second. You gave me money, right? It wasn't borrowed, you gave me money to buy oxen. Atura yavisli, v'asis, and then you came, v'yasevis amaschasa, and you stood next to the oxen stalls, and I made money with the oxen, v'kabil zuzech, and you got money from the oxen. Right? You got some appreciation, you got some profit. So it wasn't a loan. V'amar le, and he answers, Hanu sitroi ninu. He said, no, what you pay me back was for something else. V'amar Rav Papa itrashtara. And Rav Papa there says, itrashtara in that case. What's the difference, Rav Papa? Right, in the first case you say that if the guy admits that it was for a different loan, he's not believed to say sitroi ninu. Right, lo itrashtara, I'm sorry, he is believed and he says lo itrashtara. And here you're telling me itrashtara. And he can't claim that. What's the difference? So Gemara answers, Hasam, says Rav Papa, no, there's a difference. There, he went into so much detail. He went there, he sat with the oxen, kivan to kamar atura yavisli, umiture shakalt itrashtara. That case, such detail, right, that he admits to getting the proceeds of the oxen appreciation, right, so that we're gonna assume that's, he got the money, and therefore itrashtara. That's different than the other case where he just says it was for something else. Okay, a couple of points that are mentioned from the Rishon. First, the Rimigash and the Ritva here both talk about. What if there were Edim that saw the giving of the money, but they didn't see the Piro? Says the Rimigash right here on the first case. First case where he says, you owe me 100? No. It was paid back for something else. Right? Says the Rimigash. Mistavrilon. The Dafka Hecha. This is really on the, it's on two lines from now, so maybe we'll wait to read this, the Rimigash, because he also brings in the next Gemara. Let's just go to the Tosfos. Istra Shtara. Tosfos says, Pirsha Minachanan, Avchir Minatam, the Tzarech Pala Shtar Shvua, Shalom Nifra. Right? Once we say Istra Shtara, he can't collect. If he would want to collect, he has to swear. Because just like Pogim Shtaro, I got paid half of it, right? Says Tosfos, even if he says, I got paid, but it wasn't for this. Wasn't for this. The end of Tosfos. Skip down after his whole discussion. Alkei nira de bishtara ria lo mikra karina le v'lo mikva gavina le. Right. We're not going to rip up the shtar. Right. You could swear and still use it, but we're not going to collect with the shtar. Right. It's kind of in limbo, and you have to prove whether you are going to use it again. Right. That's the Ritva and the Rashba also say here that the it's kind of in limbo, but their focus is that maybe he can Yesha Pirshu, according to the Ritva. V'chei das Rabbeinu Chananel. T'lachi gamar itra v'lo kamar ivtal. That's the diuk. Right? Tosfos doesn't go into the full diuk there, but it doesn't say ivtal, it says it's weakened itra. L'meimra d'lo ivtal agamri. El shenechlash kocho ksas. She'ino gove elami b'nei chari. Some say it's like a milveh balpeh. Right, the shtar is knocked out, but the loan is not locked out. V'gamem yeshbo ne'emanus eino gove ela b'shvua. Right, and that's what Tosfos said. Avol Rabbeinu Haiv, Rabbeinu Shura zal kosav de ivtal legamrei. Right, don't be medayik. Itra shtar means the shtar is thrown out. V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Afasi zal. If the shtar de umishtave halo b'shvuas hesis umiftar. So who gets to swear? Bale Tosfos, and the first day of the Ritva, Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's weakened, and therefore, if you want to collect with it, you got to swear. Nishva Vinotel. The Rif and others say, no, the Shtar is knocked out, so now he's Kofer Bakol, so he's Nishva Viniftar with the Shuas Asis. Or maybe in Raya Ledivrehem, and what's their Raya? That Itra means nothing. May Uvda de Ture, from the oxen case, to Besamech de Omar ki Hailishna, Isra Shtara. There you say Isra Shtara. V'hasam v'adai raglayim l'darvet iftal agamrei. And there it's totally a knocked out. Why? Tekiva tekamotele da'ture yov amiture shakal imkein, right? Then we don't come to Samach. So he admits, Rav Papa's saying there what he could collect. Rav Papa's saying, no, you got already. That's how they understand that case. V'yemkein hu adin l'isra shtara damrin an hacha. Right? And therefore you would say the same thing in the earlier case. The Ritva himself says about that raya, ein zu raya brura. I don't think you have to say that in that case. Why is that any worse? Right? Maybe Rav Papa is saying itra, but if he swears, he swears. Did he deka the kamon hochach yoter lomar be itra tve mehacha mehadahacha? You're right. That case is worse. Doesn't mean it's totally knocked out. The kan matarets, but the Rav Papa ain't a hochach gomer lomar divtul gamrei. So machlokas rishonim. Who ends up taking the shvua then? Do you knock out the shtar totally or not? The Ritva likes the riff in the end. Again, this is an important discussion. So that is a machlokas. Let's continue and then we'll get back to that Rimigash. Says the Gemara, my Havi Allah. So what's the Lamaisa? If somebody says, Sitroi, that I got paid but it was for something else. Rav Papi Amar lo itrashtara. Rav Sheshes Rei Ravid Yamar itrashtara v'hilchasa itrashtara. Hilchasa is that he has ruined the shtar because we don't trust him that it was for a different reason. V'hani mili depare bapi sadi v'lo itker leishtara. Right, this is only where the piraon was done in front of witnesses, meaning he can't argue that there was no piraon. When the guy says, I paid you last week, he says, yeah, that was for something else. So the only time that we say itrashtara is when he wouldn't be able to get out of that piron because he wouldn't be able to deny it. There are witnesses there. And he doesn't remember shtara rashi shito hashtar miyado. Aval parbe didele didei, as we mentioned earlier, if he paid in private, midud yachol lameimer lo hayu dvar meolam, yachol nami lameimer sitroi ninu. He could have just denied the whole thing. Because I don't know what you're talking about. You paid me last week? No, you didn't. I have a shtar against you. The shtar says you didn't pay me. So therefore, he would be believed to say Sitroininu, Ukida Avimi Bered Rabbi Yavo. Like the case of Avimi in Meseches Ksubis, Rashi says, look over there in Perek HaKosev, but that is the Migu that we would have gone by. Now we have the Rimigash. Says the Rimigash, Bahanimili Tapari Bamfisadi, Mistavralon, Didavka Hecha Takam Sahadi, Sahadi, Dipitoras Pirahun Yahavinhu Nihale. V'lo yadei imi ha'ishtara havei ha'hu piron o mishtara achrina. It's only where the Edom testified that it was given as payment, and we don't know why he paid him back, for which loan it was, which obligation it was paid for. To kivan de misadi de b'taras piron yavinu nilei itrishtara. T'alak alam im remigo. But the Edom have to testify at least that there was a piron here. Aval hecha de misadi de yavi zuze. V'lo yadi imi taras piron o pikadon o matano umay de dami lehu. What if the Edom were just standing outside, they saw he gave money. They have no idea why he gave him money. Says the Rimigash, that's just like not seeing. That's just like not seeing. Amrinan migu ti iba yamar b'matani avinu niyalei mehemin ki yamar sitroi ninu nami mehemin. It's not a din of seeing the payment. It's a din of seeing and knowing that it is for a payment. The Rimigash adds that in. Teda the beferish lakamon, right? Because it says like avapare ben delay le delay. Migu di boyam alo adram yola mam yom khaba sitrain nu. So you see the reason is migu. So you have migu here too. Alma kol hecha di kol mamar migu mam ninale ha khana mi kiven di gamidu mam ninale. Right, that is the Rimigash's svara given right here. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Again, that relates to, not exactly the same issue, but it relates to the issues of how much Edim have to know about what the payment is for in order to testify about the payment. So here it's about Piron, right? And the Rimigash is saying that for Migu purposes, they have to know more. What about marriage? What if Edim see from afar that Reuven puts a ring on Sarah and says something and doesn't hear? Right? How much is there? We discussed a little bit a couple weeks ago about the amazing Chasam Sofer, about the idea below Re'iyah of everybody at the wedding. And the poskim talk about, the Avni Miluim talks about, how much did the Edom have to know? What if they see it right before and right afterwards? What if they see the whole thing, but they weren't sure at the time how much it was worth? They would know afterwards. What if they don't know exactly that it's for a marriage? So it's all, how much did Edom have to know? That's also a discussion, but here the Rimigash says, at least regarding Migu, they would have to know more. Good. Continuing. Man says to a friend, I hereby accept to the fact that you will always be believed. Whatever you say, if you say I didn't pay you back, I'll believe you that you didn't pay me back. And then he went and paid him back in front of witnesses. And then the guy says, hey, I didn't pay you. There are two witnesses that says he paid him. But he had said originally that I'll believe you. So Abayev Rava say, hey, he believed him. He believed him no matter what. So he believed him to say that he didn't pay back. So he believed him. And he still has to pay. Matzkav Lara Papa, no, come on. Nehida himne tfei minafshe. Tfei misadi mi himne. What he meant to say was that I'll believe you if you and me ever have an argument. Right? If I say that, you and I. Right? If I say that I paid you and you say that no, you didn't, so then I hereby accept that you will win. But if there are witnesses, so then for sure it wouldn't work. What about against an Eid Echad? The Gemara says you wouldn't be believed against two, right? Rav Papa says you wouldn't be believed against two. What about against one? Says the Ritva, v'nirin advarim da'afilu tfei min chatzad alohemne. No, even one witness would beat out your friend. V'im yesh eid echad shepra'o nishmalo. Delishna de mehem nisilai lo mashma ela ala bilachud. You will be believed on me if you argue with me. But anything more, umishun de beuvda havisadi, nakadra papa tfeimin sadi, v'chein danti lefnei mori ha ra'ah. And that's what I told my rabbi, the ra'ah. I think even 1 aid. Again, this connects to the idea that we spoke about a few days ago. Also, how do you look at 1 aid? Maybe the Ritva is suggesting that 1 aid is really chatzi 2 aidim. It's not a totally different, path, that you don't believe 1 aid at all. You believe an aid echad is kam l'shvua, right? The Rambam's lashon we mentioned a couple of days ago in Hilchas Eidos. 1 aid is half of a kat. Right, and therefore you believe 2 aid, then you believe 1 aid. But again, that's what the behind the Ritva. But the Ritva says even against an Eid Echad, he wouldn't be Naaman. The Rosh in Ksubis seems to argue, but this is the Ritva right here. Hod Amar Lechavre. Next story. Mehemnes li kebet shrei. What if he adds this? You're believed like 2 witnesses to me. So he says that beferish. Kalei mas da'amart lo parana. If you ever say that I didn't pay you back, then you're believed like 2 witnesses. And then he went and paid him in front of 3 people. So how literally, again, do you take his lashon? Amar Rapapa, here, even though Rapapa earlier said he's believed, right? He's believed. Here, Papa says, Kibet Shrei Himne, Kibet Tlas Alohemne. He said in front of two, in front of three, he's not. So the three beats his friend. And therefore, here, he is, when do you really care about the amount of Edim in the Kat? When you're estimating something and you're getting views about, the value of something, right? Rashi says, Shuma. So, dekama, de nefishi, bekiyitve, the more people there are, the more expert advice that you're gonna get. Avalinian edus, mea katre betre kamea. But regarding edus, what's the difference between two edim and 10 edim and 100 edim? He says, I believe you like two. He's saying, I believe you like 100. And therefore, we should believe, says Rav Huna ben Yeshua, we should believe him over the edim. Again, the Ritva is Mosif here. It must be that he didn't say, I'll believe you. Once you're saying that, I'll believe you like two, he really means I'll believe you against two. Even more than two. Because if it's like two, then it's trey utrey. Right? Then it's a stalemate. And then he wouldn't be able to collect. Right? But, by saying kibbe trey, it means more. The vada ki himne kibbe trey hachikam, or shee neman kibbe eight, to base edim grade de oraisa. Uke ilu pasal al nafshe baha kol trey sadi de alma. Right, even if you don't say the word ksherim, right, or else it would be a case of trey utrey. Okay, that's one version. A little bit more, and then we'll talk about that Rambam that I mentioned before. Lishdachrina, Huda, different version of the story. Hudam rada lechavri memnis lekevei trey. Kolemis damait lo parano. You'll believe to me like two. Oz, lo pari bapik tlasi. Goes and pays in front of three. Omer a papa. Kebei trey hemne. Kebei tlas alo hemne. Right? You only believe like two, not like three. Maska lo refun abedir vishua. Trey kemeya umea ketrey. Right? What do you mean? Like we said before. But here there's one more line added. Vi omer le kebei tlasa. What if he says, I'll believe you like three? So then he got himself into the problem. Fazal pari ba'api be'arba, and he pays in front of four, kiva de nachis l'deos, nachis l'deos. Once he went, and it was went down to deos, meaning he mentioned numbers, so then you go by numbers, right? If you just mentioned two, then trey kemeya mei ketrey, two is like 100. But if once he mentions threes, then obviously he cares about numbers, and therefore four would win. The idea of trey kemeya mei ketrey, why do we say that? Why don't we say 100 is better than two? Right? It's pretty amazing, right? Even one kat. How do we do in a kat? 100 people come, they're all considered one. Right? And two people could be equal to 100. The answer is why? Do we really think that two people are going to be lying? Once you have four people, like, where do you make out the cutoff? Five people say one thing and two people say something else. So you for sure believe the five? If you're making a decision, like Bezdin, so then you could have a concept of the majority. Hochanachar harov. But Hochanachar harov doesn't mean, or even Ruba Kakula, that doesn't mean that the meat is always lying. Right? When Bezdin makes the decision, the minority are not lying. They're just outvoted. Outvoted doesn't mean like they're entitled to their opinion. They're the minority opinion. But when it comes to Psak Din, Yavasu Matan, and the Torah says, you go after the Rov. That's not a question. Edim, we're not talking about a vote. Edim, we're talking about truth. And once there are two people, they have a Cheskas Kashrus. Right? They have truth. And therefore, two people have truth, and 100 people have truth. Why do two people have truth? Maybe you should have said five people have truth. Maybe you should have said one person has truth. The answer is that's what the Torah says. Right? That's what the Torah says. The Rambam quotes that in a fascinating context. We quoted this a long time ago. In Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. You would think this Rambam should be in Hilchos Eidus or Hilchos Sanhedrin. No, and it's in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. Why is it in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah? Navi. Navi Emes Navi Sheker. How do you know Navi's telling the truth? Right, a Navi comes and tells us to do something. How do we know he's telling the truth? Right, and the Torah says, maybe he's coming to test you. You have to make sure that the Navi is a Navi MS. So the Rambam says at the end of Perek Zion, Zion, in Hilchot Yisodi HaTorah, HaNavi, Efshar, Shetia Nevoas, O La'atzmo Bilvad, La'archiv Libo, Losef Daito, Acheyid, Mashlo, Yad, Meyosan, Adra, Magdolam. Sometimes Hashem communicates with a Navi, just to communicate with him. Right, it says in Navi, there were hundreds of Naviim when Shaul became a Navi. Hundreds? The Gemara in Megillah says there were 48. Seven Nevios, 48. What do you mean hundreds? 48 that received Nevuah to give over to others. That's a true Navi. Because that's where the word Navi comes from. Niv Svatayim. The Efshar, continues the Rambam, She Yishulach La'am Me'am Me'aretz, O La'an She'ha'ir, O Mamlacha, Libonei Notam. Ulahodia mayasu. Olim noah osam mimasim haraim shibideim. V'chulu. And then he says, Ukshim shalchan oso nosin lo oso mofes. Kedisha yidu am shalkel shalcho be'emes. And he's given a sign. Again, he's got to have all the previous prerequisites. He's got to be a tzaddik, he's got to be a chacham, he's got to be somebody who is makar people of Torah. Those are all requirements, right? If you don't have that, you don't get to first base. I don't care how much magic you do, right? You have to be somebody who is a perfect individual. Not everybody does a miracle. Ela adam shahayinu yodebo mitchilaso shehu roi lenavua bichachmaso uvemaso shenis alabayan al koben egilo vayimahalich medarki anavua b'kdushaso prishusa. He's a tzaddik. V'acharkach ba ve'asa osu mofes v'amar shakel shalacho mitzvah l'shmo mimenu shenemar elav tishmaun. As long as he doesn't tell us to do avodah zarah. The after she asa osu mofes v'enonavi. It's possible that all of a sudden a great tzaddik, right? The Gemara tells us a story about a Kohen Gadol who was a great Kohen Gadol for many decades, and then he went off. Right, so it's possible that he's lying to us. V'zeh ha'oz yesh lo dvarim b'go. Afal pike mitzvah l'shmalo. Ho'el v'adam gadol hu v'chacham v'roi l'nevua ma'amid noso aches kaso. And here's the line. She'v'kach nitztavinu. This is what we're commanded to do. K'mo she'nitztavinu lachtoch adin api shneidim k'sherim. Just like we trust to edim. V'afal b'she'ef sher she'idu b'sheker. They could be lying. They could be lying, but still. That is what we do. Just like we don't know for sure by Navi Shaker, we don't know for sure by Eden, but that's what the Torah says. There has to be some type of cutoff. And regarding these things, what does the Torah say? Hanistaros Lashem Alokenu, Vahaniglos Lonel Veneno Adalam, Vinemar, Kihadam Yiraleinayim, Bashem Yiralelevav. Right, quotes those sukkim that we do our best. Right, Lonina Tola Malachan Sharis. And that's why we just have to do our best. Okay, weiter. Now we get to, there's an interesting line in Rashi. I'm not sure if it's from Rashi or if it's from some editor later on. The Rashis on the second half of the Mishnah that we had from the beginning of the parak are printed here. Right? It's on Lama Ches Mabez. That's where the Mishnah was. And the Rashis are printed here. So there's a line in Rashi. I don't know where it came from. Shachachti milafarish ha-mishnah v'hineni mefarish kan. You see that line in the Rashi with the Rashi Tevis mark? I'm not sure exactly what that line, but either way, it's just printed here. We have that often in the Gemara. Sometimes the Rashis are printed on the Gemara. That's just the Vilna Shas editors, publishers put it in. That's what I assume it came from. Rashi didn't forget anything here, right? But either way, Vayter. So Einish was the end of the Mishnah spoke about Katan. Einish bon al tainis chereshot of a Katan. We don't take a shvua. If a chereshot of a Katan claims something from me, I don't have to swear. They mashmir al Katan. Es katan, we don't make a katan swear. My time, amar kar ki din israel kasav kenel lishmar veinasinas katan klum. The beginning of Parsha Shomrim is when a man gives you something to watch. So a katan is not called a man. The katan's giving is not called an asina, and therefore you don't take a shvua. Right, that parsha leads into shvua, and therefore you don't take a shvua. Aval, so that is the you're not mashbia es akatan. Right, there is a question whether it is in the achronim. If you're medayik in the different lashonos of the Rambam, you know what exact and another rishonim is it that his taina is not a taina, or is it that his taina is a taina but there's exeris akasiv that you're not nishba to akatan? Right, that seems to be a machlokas in formulation between the Rambam and the Ran. The Ran right here is lashon is that what's wrong with swearing to a katan? The katan could claim something. The katan could claim that you owe him, but you don't because the Torah says not. That's the language of the Ran here, chavbeis mabeis in the Daf Yarif. To my departure, Torah katan la mishum delo chashvid on tainos or tainis bari. Elixir is a kasev kachi. Hilkach avagav dein nishban heses elav tainis bari b'tainis katan nishban. Right, there's a, you do a tainis heses to a katan, but either way, the Ran specifically says the tain of a katan is a taina. It's just that the Torah says you don't take a shvua based on that. But if you look in the Rambam's lashon sounds like no. The Rambam says shelo yavashu you make a shvua heses to a katan. Shelo yehezen notel mamono kshu katan miyelachlo ulazed datino tem mebnei tikkun haolam. Right, the Rambam is before that it's a takanam yuchedes that you can't just go take things from a katan. It sounds like it's not a taina at all, and therefore you know the Rabbanan have to create something new. Okay, we'll have to get back to that. Let's do a little more, and then we'll talk about the major discussion in the Rishonim here. Says the Gemara, "Von nishpan l'katan l'hekdesh." But you do. The Gemara says you don't swear to a katan, but you swear to a katan. So Amar Reisha ain't nishpan l'tainus chareshot v'katan. Right? So I understand. It's a steer in the Mishnah. Amarav bebaba tainus aviv. A plain katan that's towing something, you do not swear to. But if a katan says, "You owe my father," so then you do swear. For Blaz ben Yaakov, he detanya Blaz ben Yaakov Omer, pamim shadam nishba al tainus atzmo. Because in that case, really, it's you're swearing not based on the katan's taina, but because what you yourself admitted. Ketzad, amar lo, mana lo, avicha biyadi. Vechaltiv pras. Person comes and says, "I owed your father 100 and I paid half of it." Harei ze nishba. So he has to swear. Vezeo shenishba, al taina's atzmo. So that's taina's atzmo, and therefore he has to swear in that case. And that's the case that the Mishnah's talking about, where it's about the father. Vachachamim amar, the chamim say in that case, no. Enu el kameshav avedu pater. He doesn't take a shvu in that case. There he's doing the guy a favor. What's called Meshiv Aveda, right? The Mishnah in Gittin talks about if I return something to you and then you say, "Hey, I lost two things. Swear to me you didn't find the other thing." He doesn't have to swear. He's doing the guy a favor. Tikkun HaOlam. So here too, Eino Elka Meshiv Aveda. There is a discussion whether that's a Din D'Rabbanan based on the Tikkun HaOlam. Rashi at the beginning of Bamitzia seemed to say that, or it's a Din D'Araisa like Migu. To Migu, he didn't have to say anything. But again, an important discussion that we don't have time for right now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Lesley Meshiv Aveda Pater. He doesn't hold to that principle, that if you're doing the guy a favor, he's going beyond. Amarav b'shetano katan. No. The chiddush is where the katan is being towing. Says the Gemara, right, the Rashi, yasam katan toveya. Right, the yasam is being toveya. Katan mamar enishbon al tarin chayashad v'katan. You say there's no shua, so what is the whole discussion? Li'olam gadol. A gadol is claiming, b'may karile katan, so the guy be mili davu a katan hu. He doesn't know everything about his father's estate, and therefore he's called a katan. He's really a gadol. That's why you take a shvua. Ihachi tainus atzmo tainus achirim. So what do you mean? If he's a gadol, then he's not. This shouldn't be called tainus atzmo. It's tainus achirim. Somebody else is claiming. Answer: no. Tainus achirim v'hodos atzmo. And therefore, that's why he swears. Says the Gemara: kulu nami tainus achirim v'hodos atzmo ninu. Every case is like that. So what exactly is going on here? So again, we're back to the original question. What exactly is the Mishnah talking about regarding katan? Oh, there's so much here that we could talk about. Stop there for a minute before we get into the main discussion. Again, the bottom of Amud Aleph, there's a major machlokes rishonim. We spoke about this a little bit already. When do you need a tainus vadai? Is a tainus suffik enough? Rimigash, again here. The Rimigash says it here. V'hai da'amrina an einish bar nathayin is katan. Misdavar lan dafka shvuas ha-Torah. Aval shvuas hesas mi ha-mechayev. Okay, that many Rishonim say. You do take a shvuas hesas to a katan, because the whole thing, that might relate to shvuas hesas as we discussed yesterday. But then, v'afilu shvuas ha-Torah nami. Dafka shvuas modi b'miksas ha-taina ve'ed echa da'asin machmas taina. When is a katan's taina excluded? Only by two out of the three shvuas. Right, this goes on the list. Remember we spoke about the three shvuas d'araises? Which halachas apply to all three, which halachas only apply to one, which halachas apply to two. Says the Rimigash, a katan's tain is excluded from modem emiksas and eid echad. Because both of those, he explains, the focus of the shvua is to knock out the taina. Right? And eid echad is based on the taina. Right? I'm towing something, and you have to soser that. Or you have to machish that. Or modem emiksas. Aval shvuas hashomrim, to lesa machmas taina, to a taina shemahi. Read the whole thing. The Tovei has no idea what happened to it. Swear to me that it was stolen. Elamachma shmirahi. Kivan teshamar lakatan nischayev lo b'shuas hashomrim de logar migadol. He says, by shuas hashomrim, even a tainus katan is okay. V'takina nami midektani einishbon al tainus katan. It says you don't make a shvua on a tainus katan. Alma shvua da'asya machmas tainuhu de'einishbon. When there's the shvua to knock out the taina, that's what you don't do. Mishum to ikra, he shvua machmas taina sa toveya, vodos anitva, b'miksas. Inami v'hados eid echru di chayeba. But regarding shvua shomrim, inami v'chulu, de chiyuva lav machmas tainu huel machmas shmira, v'afilu kadanami nishpoin le, to keep unto odi kame beidina, avilek shomer, efkaduna delay v'isnes. Important lashon of the Rimigash, right? That in Lumdis, the shvua of the shomrim is a different type of shvua than the other two shvuas. Shvuas of shomrim is coming from the reality of the shmira, not from the taina. And then he just asked an obvious question. But the pasuk that we just quoted to exclude a katan is by shomrim. Right? So how do you get out of that? No, what's in the parsha of Shomrim? Kihuzeh. So it's kind of like you quote the pasuk that's in Shomrim, but you don't relate it to Shvuas Shomrim. And then he gets into if the time of a katan is lav klumu haki b'chayv Shvuas Hesis, and we get into maybe Shvuas Hesis is different, but that's the Rebbe Gash. And who else agrees to that? The Rambam. The Rambam very often, as we've noted, the Rambam holds like the Rebbe Gash as much as he can. The Rambam in one place says that the Rebbe Gash's mind was mavhil. You couldn't, right, the Rambam died when the Rebbe Gash died when the Rambam was a very young boy, 6 or 9. The Rebbe Gash was the Rambam's father's Rebbe, towards the end of his life. Maimon's, Rebbe. Really, the way the Rambam is cuff of the Rebbe Gash. There's a Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer. The Beis Shmuel is talking about when you rely on a Das Yachid. So he says, if there's a Das Yachid, then you can't rely on it. But if there's a couple of people say it, at least 2 or 3, then it's okay. It's counted as a group, and maybe you can rely on that, but the evidence in certain cases. But then the Beis Shmuel says, and don't tell me the Rebbe Gash and the Rambam are 2 dayas, because that's 1 dayah. He says, because the Rebbe Gash is so cuffed to the Rambam, that's 1 dayah. Come on. That's not like the Mordechai and Tosfos. That's the Rambam and the Rebbe Gash. That's ha ha. Interesting a line. I think it's in the Beis Shmuel. Okay, weiter. So we continue. Again, there's a lot here, but we have a lot in front of us too. Ella b'derabba k'miflagi. So back to the second line on top. So really, they're arguing about rabba b'derabba, the issue in the Mishnah, and we're going back to try to figure out how does the Mishnah say you don't swear to a katan, you do swear to a katan. B'derabba k'miflagi. To Amar Rabba. Famous couple of lines appears in a bunch of places. Mipneima Amar Torah Modi Mikta Zatani Yishava. Why does the Torah say there's a chiyuv amodim amiksas? Meaning what would I have thought otherwise? Right? What would I have thought otherwise? So Rashi says in Mamatziyah Daf Gimel, he should be believed that Ne'eman, that he could have been kofar bakol. Rashi and Tosfos there say he could have denied everything. So why do we make him swear? He should get off without. That's the Havamina, right? Why doesn't it, he should be believed without it? So, a couple of steps. Number one, a person wouldn't be meis panav in front of the Balcho. We mentioned yesterday Rashi Tosfos. What exactly does that mean? In front of somebody who did him a favor, or in front of somebody who knows that he's telling that he's lying. So, a person wouldn't be meis in front of somebody who he owes to. But really, he wants to deny everything. But he can't because of that psychological reality. So then the pendulum should swing. He wants to admit to everything. Right, he's just right slipping away because he doesn't want to pay right now. You know what? I'll get zuz and I'll pay him next week. That's what the Torah says. You know, throw a shvu on him so that he will admit. So that is all the issue. So what's the machlokes in our case where the machlokes, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan, where a person swears al tainas atzmo? This is the explanation. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov savar, loshna bav, loshna bibno, eno meyes. A person won't be meyes in front of somebody or that person's son. And therefore, v'hilkach lav meshav avedahu. And therefore here, he's not doing the guy a favor. Right? He's, by saying that I paid your father half, he wouldn't be meyus. And therefore, that's not called meshav aveda. Meshav aveda, if I come out of the blue and say I found your item. But here, this is not meshav aveda. That's why Rebbe ben Yaakov says he has to take a shu in this case. For abanan savri, b'fanavu de'eno meyus. Avo b'fnei b'no meyus. Right? But in front of his son, omidelo meyus, meshav aveda hu. And because he was not meyus, and he admitted that is meshav aveda, and therefore there is no shvua. Period. Look at Rashi for a second. Second line on top. Ela b'derabba k'miflagi. Ula olam b'toa no katan. Really, it's a katan. There's no gadol involved here. Umishum de'ein tainaso chashuva b'makom acher. Dechsev ki'iten ish kari lehaka tainas atzmo. Really, a katan tainas doesn't work elsewhere. But if it's on behalf of his father, it is working here. Right? And that's what the Mishnah is talking about also. This was just explaining the machlokas tanaim, but the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says you have to be nishbat to a tainas katan, that means when he's there on behalf of his father. Continuing. Can you really say the Mishnah like Lazar ben Yaakov who says there's a shvua? And, right, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Haktani reisha. Mana le'abi biyadcha. The beginning of the Mishnah has a case of Meshav Aveda, right? You owe my father 100, I only owe you 50. So, Hasam Delamar Barili. Hachad Amar Barili. Right? The question is, if he said Bari, then he would agree that it is not a meshiv aveda. Period. Shmuel Amar, likatan lipara minichsei katan, lehektish lipara minichsei hektish. What does that mean? Likatan says the collecting for katan, that means to get paid minichsei katan. To get paid from nichsei katan, that's what requires a shvua. Lehektish lipara minichsei hektish, that's what requires a shvua. Says the Gemara, that's Shmuel's statement. Right, Rashi. Lipara minichsei katan minichsei yasom. Afilo hosi shtar alav. You want to get paid from a katan, you want to get paid from a hektish, you have to swear. Says the Gemara, katan, lipara minichsei katan tanina. Didn't we learn that? What's the chiddush of Shmuel? Minichsei yasom im lo yipara ela b'shvua. Tarti lamali. Kamash balan, kida abaya kishisha. Tatani abaya kishisha. Yisomim sh'amru, gedolim, vein sorach lomar ktanim. Bein l'shvua, bein l'ziburis. The chiddush of Shmuel is that it's not even really literally ketanim. Even if it's a gadol, it's just a yasom compared to the father. So you have to swear. And the halacha of ziburis, only collecting from the worst property, the most inferior, that's what applies. That's number one. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue the next line. Lehektish, lipari minichsei hektish. Shmuel says you have to collect from hektish. What do you mean to collect from hektish? Somebody says, all my money is going to the base of Megdash. And then somebody comes along and says, well, you owed me 100 before you gave it all. So we're going to take it from hektish. The guy is going to take it from Hektish in order to be able to get paid back. So to collect from Hektish, you have to swear that you didn't get paid. And therefore you had a prior shibud. So la Hektish lipari minechsei Hektish tanina. We also learned that. Minechasim mishubadim lo yifru la b'shvua. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, to collect from mishubadim, you always need a shvua. Umali mishubadim lahedyo mali mishubadim lagavoa. What's the difference whether it's mishubad to a friend or the Hektish? So again, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? Itzrich salkadai the chamina hedyot hu da adam osek kanun yal hedyot. We're gonna think that maybe this funny business, people are doing some tricks when it comes to a hedyot. Aval hektish, nobody's gonna take hektish. De ein adam osek kanun yal hektish, and therefore people are scared of hektish. We have elsewhere, so we're not gonna require him to make a shvua. Kamashvalan, we will. Kamashvalan, we make him take a shvua there too. Says the Gemara, really? V'yamar avuna, shchiv me rashik tish kon nechasa v'amar amad aloploni biyadi, ne'aman. If he was makdash all of his nechasa and he says, oh, but I always want so, he's believed, chazaka ain't on the mosa kunun yal hektish. So, why should he have to take a shvua here? So the Gemara says, amri hani mili, shchiv me ra. V'yana dem choti v'lolo. A guy on his deathbed, he's not getting anything out of this. So that's where. If it's hektish plus shchiv mira, then we don't think there's any trickery going on. But a bari, rachmona litzlan, we have to be choshesh even there. The Ritva has an important discussion here. Again, part of a large topic which we've discussed in the past. Hektish? Once you give something to hektish, doesn't that break shibudim? Right? We have elsewhere. Hektish chametz v'shichrers mafkia midei shibud. So doesn't hektish, isn't that mafkia, any type of shibud? Says the Ritva, what the Rishonim say elsewhere, that's only by Kedushas Damim. Right? Kedushas Bedek Habayis. But by Kedushas Haguf, then the shibud is not. Says the Ritva. I'm sorry, I said it the right way, I think. V'yam tov ha-hechle fram mimenu v'afilu mishvu b'shvua, hektish mafkia midei shibud lo kasha. When do you say hektish mafkia midei shibud, ha-hi v'kachi mizbeach? The kachi kedushas aguf. All right, right. I flipped it. Kachim is beach. That's mafkia midei shibud because, as we mentioned, the lamdis. Right, that's going through a different avenue. That's not hakdasha through dinei mamonis. That's hakdasha through direct kedusha. We discussed the Reb Chaim in the past with many different rayas. So if you're makdash kedushas mizbeach, now it belongs to the base of mikdash. Tough luck. But if it's kedushas bedak habayis, kedushas damim, you don't say hakdash mafkia midei shibud. Because Kedushas Damim, how does that work technically? I make it Mamono Shel Hektish, and Memeilu it becomes Kadosh. You can make it Mamono Shel Hektish. It already belongs to somebody else. It's already Meshubit to somebody else. And therefore, Kachay Mizbeach, that's Mafkia Midei Shibud. Here we must be talking about Kachay Bedek Habayis, and that will not be Mafkia Midei Shibud. Okay, the next Mishnah, again, is jam-packed. Maybe let's just read the first line, and then we'll continue next time. The following cases are cases where we do not take a shvua. Avadim, shtaros, karkos, hekdeshos. Ein b'em tashlume kefel, v'lo tashlume dalad v'hei. They don't have kefel. How do you steal karka? Right, what do you mean kefel by karka? We'll talk about that, b'Hashem. And there's no dalad v'hei. Again, there's a lot. Let's stop here. We'll start with the Mishnah b'Hashem tomorrow, and we will continue. Again, as you see, Shavuos is majorly packed with many different topics. We try to squeeze in as much as we can, but everybody should always remember, Yosef Imasha Karanu Kasav Khan, there's a lot more, but Baruch Hashem, Od Chazon Lamoed. Okay, we'll stop here.